What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
Well, when I was growing up, they called them little creeks.
Okay. And what about something that's smaller than a creek?
Little branch.
What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders to keep his pants on?
Suspenders.
What do you call gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, like ham?
Cream gravy, I guess.
Okay. Well, suppose you just make it from the grease and you maybe add some water to it and don't put any thickening in it. What would you call it?
It wouldn't be gravy, would it? If,
well, I don't know. Some people...
If you didn't put a little... thickening in it, it'll just be water and grease.
Okay. Well, have you ever heard people talk about red eye gravy?
Oh, that's ham gravy.
Well, now, does that have thickening in it?
No, ham gravy don't.
Okay.
And to make better gravy, you add a little coffee instead of just clear water.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I never heard of doing
that. Makes it red and it flavors too. You've never eaten ham gravy with coffee?
No, I never have. At least not, you know, not to know.
Just pour your coffee and your grease instead of a whole lot
that's
of water.
I'm going to try that. What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Oh, kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
They call us I can't think what it is.
Okay, well, I'll come back to that. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Athlete's foot.
What do people call homemade whiskey?
I never have had it. Homemade whiskey.
Oh, whiskey that's made out in the woods.
Bootleg.
Okay. Now, what about names for cheap whiskey? Whiskey that's bad for people.
Well, that would be, I don't know, bootleg whiskey.
What do you call things that children like to play with?
Toys.
Oh, now I'll ask you again about the hog.
We used to call them pinewood rooters.
Fine.
I don't know whether that's the correct name or just something
well,
somebody
that's
picked
what
up.
We, want. We just want, you know, what you'd say. Now, this next part has to do with word patterns. Now, if you're talking about, reading a book, you might ask, has the book been read? And you see, it would still be reading, but it would just be a different form of it. Or if you were talking about singing a song, you'd say, has the song been, what?
Sung.
Okay, fine. Now, if we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been?
Have they been bought?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday I bought the groceries. The same thing.
Yeah. Both the groceries.
Fine.